This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
I'm Jasmine Garcia.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Let's talk today about a study from the Pew Forum on Religion and Public Life. It found that journalists rank close to the bottom when it comes to perceptions by the public as to how much is contributed to the well-being of Americans. The military, teachers, doctors, scientists all finish above journalists. Journalists ranked eighth, just above business executives and lawyers. And does this come as a surprise to you, Jasmine?
You know, not really. You see a lot of people who complain about journalists now, especially social media. They're always saying, why are you focusing on the negative aspect of life? You get those people who are very upset with how we report stories. I'm not really surprised by this, but I am slightly surprised about artists ranking above us. I'm curious about what kind of artists those would be.
Now, you say us. You could be a teacher and rank higher.
That's true.
You consider yourself a journalist still.
I consider myself both at this point. I find you still have to be a journalist as a teacher. I mean, you're teaching it. You are going out there. I go out in the field with my students and help them report. So I do consider myself a journalist as well as a teacher. I think probably a few of us do.
I wasn't all that surprised because journalists have never ranked high in popularity surveys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we do an invasive job and we're in people's faces. And as Jasmine mentioned, reporting, well, we report on sad, negative news a lot. What did surprise me was that while the basic order of these rankings didn't change from 2009, the last time they did the survey, that journalists dropped the most in public esteem, which was curious to me and depressing.
Well, as looking at these figures, I guess I am a little surprised that journalists rank so low. To kind of go from what Lisa had pointed out, you know, there's a lot of negative images of journalists in the media, for example. You know, they're portrayed as being kind of cynical and snide and snoopy, you know, and invasive, as you say, Lisa, you know, and all of that baggage kind of comes along with, you know, the term journalist. I wonder if they'd use the term reporter, if it would be a little different, or, you know, some other kind of term to describe what journalists do without using the term journalism, you know, because it's just a sort of a stereotypical thing, an image that journalists have had in the media for years, and frequently it's confirmed by reporters and so forth in real life. But, you know, I can't imagine a world without journalists. What would it be like? Because bad or good or in between, they do a job that I think needs to be done, you know. So,
well, I'm wondering what exactly the public considers to be a journalist. Mm-hmm. Do they look at the shouting heads on Fox and MSNBC as being journalists? Mm-hmm. That certainly would contribute to a negative perception, don't you think?
Right.
Yeah, I think so. That's something I explained to my students in my broadcasting intro class for writing, is that a lot of what you see on these 24-hour networks isn't necessarily journalism. You have a lot of commentators, a lot of entertainers, and that's something that people don't realize, is that those people aren't journalists. They're speaking, they're commenting on something, but they're not speaking from, necessarily facts, but how they feel. Mm-hmm. And that's not necessarily what, as we're supposed to be, you know, as journalists we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be speaking from fact-based standpoint, and most of the time you have people on those 24-hour networks who are maybe they seem like journalists, but they're not.
Right. They're not doing news gathering. They're not informing people. They're just giving their thoughts on something.
Mm-hmm.
What about this wording here? Contribute to the well-being of Americans. I mean, that's what this issue is. It's a perception by the public as to how much we contribute to the well-being of Americans. Is it the job of a journalist to contribute to the well-being, or is it our job to inform?
Well, I think that's the same thing. I mean, Mike raised the point about, you know, what would it be like without journalists. I remember back in, I think, 2008, after the big earthquake in China, hearing that the media in China were not reporting stories about how the school construction was so shoddy that that resulted in so many children's deaths that could have been prevented because the media are censored there. So do we want to live in a country with a censored press? I mean, it's a very important public service. One other finding that I found intriguing to change the subject a little bit was the finding here that women, particularly among women, esteem of the press dropped from 46% to 26% between 2009 and 2013. And it didn't offer an explanation, but I would speculate that maybe that's – I've also read other findings recently about how so many stories in major news outlets are covered by men, and they quote men. So maybe women aren't seeing themselves enough in the media to bother to value it.
Yeah, we've talked about this this issue on this program in recent weeks. The number of men who are in positions of power, and I suppose a number of men who are reporters out there. There's still just not a lot of women in the field, perhaps. Of course, you know, part of the problem with when you're a reporter out there interviewing someone is if say you go to a city council meeting, well, if the mayor is a man, you know, that's who you're interviewing. It doesn't have to do with the gender as much as just who is in power. So part of that, I think, is an overall societal thing, is that we need to see more women in positions of power, and then you're going to hear from them more from reporters. Not that we should simply be interviewing only the mayor and no one else, but I think that's someone that's easy to turn to a lot of times when you cover some sort of government.
I guess I would add to, you know, Lisa's observation, the fact that, you know, look at the kind of women you typically see on TV doing the news or you know, doing commentary or whatever it is they do. You know, what is it they say about TV newscasters? As if they're men, the older they get, the more authoritative, seasoned they become. You know, with women, it doesn't work that way. They're always very young and typically good-looking. And that's the reason they get the job. And so I feel like maybe there's that, you know, kind of unspoken imbalance going on there that maybe turns off a lot of women and makes them see journalists as, you know, reduces their opinion of them. So
that sure is the perception, probably, is that there's a lot of pretty faces up there that don't know what they're talking about. You know, another problem, especially with broadcast media, is that there's not a lot of time to turn a story. So sometimes we're turning out stories that are maybe easily gotten and not something that's very important to our audience. And maybe we need more investigative stories, which usually only come about four times a year during sweeps. You know, so that's something that maybe we should look at, is that people don't feel like we're covering the stories that need to be covered. And maybe it's because of that news cycle that, you know, people have to turn out so many stories during the day. Well, they're going to maybe go find the ones that were, you know, easy to get and maybe not the ones that need to be told.
Especially in an age when we're seeing so many cutbacks in staffing, it's the news product is suffering.
All right. Hey, we're just about out of time today. I want to thank Mike Murray for helping us crank out Shop Talk programs on and off for, what, about the past decade or so?
It seems that way. I really didn't count, but it's been a while, for
sure.
So.
It only feels longer, right?
No.
Well, thanks for your contributions, and you'll be replaced on the panel now by Jasmine, and we look forward to hearing from you in the weeks and months and years to come.
Thank you.
And with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.